One day in November, the radical Islamic group Boko Haram reportedly attacked and killed 12 Christians in Nigeria, including a pastor, and has kidnapped women and children. Hear how the American Center for Law and Justice, or ACLJ, is committed to stopping these threats after a short message from our sponsors.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
The insurgents killed at least 12 people in the attack on the Takolashi village near Chibok in Borno State, November 22nd. The militants are also have said to have abducted 9 women and young girls. Sadly, this is not an isolated incident. ACLJ also reported on an attack in the Democratic Republic of Congo by suspected Islamic radicals. They reportedly killed at least 18 Christians and burned the homes of Christians and a church to the ground. The Christian Post reported, a Christian pastor was reportedly killed in northern Uganda at the end of October after he compared Christianity and Islam during his radio broadcast. And in early November, the Daily Caller shared a horrific story about how ISIS-linked terrorists beheaded and dismembered more than 50 people in 3 days at a soccer field in Mozambique. These terrible acts of violence have gone on without retribution for far too long, a fact the ACLJ has warned of in the past. Now the ACLJ has gone directly to the UN Human Rights Council to defend Nigeria's dying Christians. ACLJ partnered with the European Center for Law and Justice, ECLJ, to urge intervention to save Nigeria's endangered Christians. Together, they filed the Universal Periodic Review to the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, a submission that highlighted the unfathomable acts of evil, including murder, rape, and human trafficking, being perpetrated against Mozambique's Christian population. The submission reads, a strong message must be sent that terrorism will not be tolerated. In its news release, the ACLJ declares it will continue to fight tirelessly to defend Christians in Nigeria, Mozambique, and all across Africa, and see the barbaric terrorists brought to justice. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.